We are just less than 3 weeks away from Election Day, so we're spending a lot of our time here on The Morning Show getting to know candidates for public office, whether it's for Congress, for State Senate, for mayor, and there's a mayor's race going on in St. Clair. Longtime incumbent Bill Cedar, who we talked to yesterday, is being challenged for the mayor's office by Catherine Huffmaster. She joins us right now. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Paul.
I appreciate you coming in. So tell us about yourself.
Well, little bit biography, I guess. I grew up in Shelby Township. And 3 months after I graduated high school, I was off to United States Air Force Basic Military Training School. And I flew on the E-3 AWACS. I was a surveillance instructor. I was in the Desert Storm and served on active duty for 11 years. Came back to Michigan after I got out with my daughter. And got my first job in insurance straight getting out of the Air Force. And I was a sales assistant, and I quickly realized I didn't want to be an assistant. I wanted to be in sales. So I worked my way into that job, and over the years, I worked up to being the national director of sales for a large life insurance company. And then a few years ago, a friend of mine approached me and told me that AAA had this entrepreneurial program, and I decided to start my own business, kind of jumped in with both feet. Next month will be 3 years in business. I've got a AAA office in St. Clair. And let's see. I have a 20-year-old incredible daughter and two Great Danes.
Why St. Clair?
You know what? I just have great passion for this town. When I was looking for a place to live, I actually was looking all throughout St. Clair County and kind of went from Algonac all the way past Port Huron looking. And I remember my first night driving through St. Clair, a snowy December night, and the Christmas tree was up, and the lights were up, and Coughlin's was all lit up, and the river, of course, and I just fell in love with it. I get it. I'm not a lifelong resident, but I consciously chose St. Clair and chose to raise my daughter there, so we've loved it.
Pretty exciting time in St. Clair right now, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's wonderful.
So what does the city need to do to try and manage that growth with the inn opening next year and likely that'll spur some economic growth in the area? What can the city do to help manage all that?
Absolutely. I, as a small business owner, I know the struggles of a small business, and that's what we're going to see a lot more of, you know, coming into the town, hopefully, or small businesses. And small businesses employ more people than anyone else in the United States. And I have a team of four. We're hiring another agent, so I am proudly providing jobs in St. Clair. And I think it's important that we make the town conducive to small businesses. We need to make them feel welcome, make them feel accommodated. One of the things I plan to do is work with the Chamber of Commerce to develop a new business welcome packet. So things, contact information, things about ordinances, signs are a big deal in St. Clair with the small businesses. So we need people to know about those issues. And I also want to make them feel more welcome. I've spoken to many small business owners in the city, and I think it would be fair to say that someone from the council should be at every grand opening or ribbon cutting, and not everybody has experienced that, myself included. And I think out of seven people on the council that we could make it happen, that we could make them feel more welcome and thank them for choosing our town to put their business in.
What made you decide you wanted to run for mayor?
Of course, I get that question a lot. First and foremost, my passion for the town. I really, truly love the town. It has not disappointed me over the years. People said that, you know, if you come to town and you're not a lifelong resident, you'll always be an outsider. And that has not been the case for me. I have made great friends in St. Clair. I have amazing neighbors. I love my Rotary Club. I'm a past president of the St. Clair Rotary. I serve and thoroughly enjoy being on the board of the Chamber of Commerce. So we do great things in St. Clair. I am an active member of the St. Clair Women's League, as well as a member of the American Legion. And I just wanted to represent all that and bring my leadership talents to the city. I was born to serve, I'd like to say. First my country and now hopefully my community.
What's the biggest issue facing St. Clair right now, do you think?
You know, there's a lot. I've gone around asking people questions. I'm knocking on doors. We're having meet and greets. And I ask people what their issues are. I don't have my own agenda per se, but I'm hearing a lot. Infrastructure. roads and particularly sidewalks is something that I would like to concentrate on. We don't have a specific budget for sidewalks, and I think we should. I've heard many complaints. We just had a gentleman at the most recent council meeting got up and spoke very passionately about how unsafe it is on his road for the kids walking to and from school. And me personally, I've been out knocking on doors, and I've experienced it myself. You know, there are some treacherous roads out there, and it's not just a quality of life issue. I mean, we want our town to have that walkability, but it's a safety issue. So that's kind of one of the things that I'd like to concentrate on.
What do you envision the mayor's job being? Because obviously this is a part-time job. You're a business person. You've got your own business. You have a city superintendent, a city manager, essentially, mm-hmm. that runs the day-to-day operations. So what does the mayor do?
Well, and that's a great thing that you bring up about the city manager. The mayor is going to be there to facilitate. I want to be the liaison between the community and the rest of the council and the city manager. So I'd like to be able to facilitate the issues that the community has. I'd like to the city to have access to me more than just the council meetings. We're going to hold regular scheduled meetings at my office after hours. We're going to call it Chat with Kat. And so the people can come in a positive manner, talk about the issues that the city's facing and what we can do to fix those issues. And then those are things that I can take back to the council and hopefully implement.
So on November 6th, why should voters in the city of St. Clair vote for Catherine Huffmaster for mayor?
Because I'm going to bring fresh eyes, new perspectives. Part of democracy is not going unopposed for decades. It's bringing opposition to the forefront. And, you need those fresh ideas. I have life experiences that I can share, and people that I know, their life experiences that I can bring to the table and just give a new set of eyes to the issues that a small town's facing, especially a small town growing as quickly as we are.
Catherine, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
Thank
it very
you, Paul.
Much.
I appreciate the time.
Catherine Huffmaster, candidate for mayor of St. Clair on WPHM. It's 19 past 9 o'clock.